Hi there, and welcome to the latest episode of Productivity 365. My name is Tom Hilson-Perry, coming to you from ventureproductivity.com. First of all, I want to just say, if you can hear a little bit of background noise, I'm really sorry about that. I'm recording this on the motorway. I'm not driving, so don't worry. So what you're hearing is the sound of the tyres on the road, so apologies if you're picking that up. Today, a little bit of a different episode. I don't have any questions to go through, so what we will be doing shortly is just jumping right into a thought of the day that I have been kind of pondering over the course of today. So we're going to record that in just a little moment or so. First of all, if you have any thoughts, feedback or criticisms, or if you want to say anything about the podcast or productivity in general, or the website, ventureproductivity.com, please do get in touch. You can find us at ventureproductivity.com. There's a contact form you can fill out just to let us know your thoughts, or you can email me directly at Tom, that's T-O-M, at ventureproductivity.com. I would love to hear from you. Good, bad or ugly thoughts on what we're doing here. Anything would be awesome and much appreciated. So without further ado, let's play the jingle music and we'll get right on into the thought of today. Okay, so I've been thinking a lot about productivity in the face of adversity, or in other words, motivation to keep going, primarily because although we're very early in this project for Productivity 365 and for the website, and I wasn't expecting any kind of massive results by now, the thought is starting to crop up in my head that is there a point or purpose to recording all this stuff? But of course the answer is yes, and for this project it would be ridiculous to assume anything other than after 1 week's worth of podcast that you'd have anything other than just a small number of kind of listens accruing and a small number of website hits. We do have some, which is awesome, so thank you if that's you, but it would have been unrealistic for me to expect anything else, but I always think ahead in life. Perhaps that's it's either a blessing or a curse, or maybe even both. I do wonder about these things. So it's just part of my nature, and maybe it's part of your nature too, which is partly why we're covering this today. The point is, if you're doing anything long term, the results will be slow to develop. I think that's a given. One of my favourite sayings is that nothing worthwhile is easy, and I believe that to be true. If you're doing something and it's going to take a while to get there, what you have to do is you have to learn to love the process rather than the results. Obviously, you look for the results, you want for the results, but the motivation to do, you know, the hustle, the grind, the actual work to get there is something that you have to actually love too. So that really is kind of key, and I guess that comes down maybe a bit more to goal setting and trying to determine for yourself what it is you want to do or achieve, because it really, as far as I'm concerned, you really will struggle with long-term, working for the long-term, if you're not working on something that you actually love, if you're not working on something that you actually enjoy and that you want to do. If you're doing it for the results, then not getting the results for an extended period, which is frankly just real life, then you're really going to struggle. I'm not saying you can't do something you don't love, but given the choice, why would you not? You know, if we all only have one life to live, you have the choice ultimately, especially with the internet and the technology available. You can do something you love or you can do something you don't love. Given the choice, when you think about it, why on earth would you choose something that you don't love? It just, you know, it seems like a no-brainer to me. But then I was 37 years before that thought ever occurred to me, so maybe it's not so obvious until you can see it. But yeah, the motivation to keep going is critical for any kind of long-term strategy, but that motivation only comes if you can learn to love the process rather than just the end result. I hope you enjoyed the thought for today. Just some ramblings in my head that have been going on lately. So if you liked it, if you loved it, if you hated it, let me know. Tom@ventureproductivity.com is the email address. I'll always be listening and looking for any responses there, along with any other thoughts you have about the podcast itself. Don't forget to check out our blog. That is ventureproductivity.com. We post extended articles most, at the moment it's every other day we're posting on there. So hopefully you'll find that and have a look and get something from it. We also post episodes of the podcast for you to listen to as well, along with videos as and when they're created. So do get in touch, do check it out, do spread the word. It's a very early in the project, so if you're joining us at this stage, you really have an opportunity to help us shape what we're doing and what we're saying and where this actually all ends up going. So if you want to be part of this journey, jump on, spread the word, and let's go.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.